jump into it.
Yo.
Welcome to the pod.
Thank you so much.
We were saying this is like kind of a long time coming. Because we've tried to do this a couple times, because at one point it was going to be you and Kara.
That would have been awesome.
And then, the thing is, four-person pods are just actually too crazy.
Yeah,
and Kara would have just been yelling.
You guys
would have
been screaming at each other.
Screaming and doing bits.
Would have been just a pain in the ass for me to have to edit, like it always is.
Fine, no interview. Yeah,
yeah, Austin doesn't give a fuck. But how you been?
I'm good. It's awesome to be. I thought this was a whole different configuration.
Really? Based on the photos?
Yeah. I had a whole different thing in my mind. I thought it was a longer kind of living room. This is wonderful.
I've never actually even thought about what it feels like for people to like come here and like, because they all say the same shit. They're all like, oh, so this is the wall. Yeah.
I thought there was like an open kitchen concept here. I don't know. It worked out in my head. I was like, okay. I can easily get to a bed deck if I need to.
Yeah, I kind of wish it was like that.
Square room.
We're remodeling.
Because you're also a classic Toronto man.
Fuck.
Yeah, you're a local. True local.
Fuck. A true local. You fall into the alumni of plenty of Rosedale.
Yeah, you're one of the Rosedale kids.
Yeah, that transfers. That sounds bad. Yeah. True local is starting to sound bad.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because I forget who said it. Maybe
deeply conflicted, Josh. They won't let me leave. I can't leave the GTA.
Also, they just won't let you let go of the fact that you went to a very specific high school.
That one's always funny because like I have so many Rosedale friends and they all have such a different idea of Toronto than I do. Like, yeah, it's completely fucking different because it's where they grew up. It's their hometown, and they know everybody.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
Yeah, we're what's known as lifers.
Yeah,
we're lifers. Yeah, I'm like that.
Or road dogs who just go and then come back.
I have that on my arm.
What?
Tattooed on my arm, road dog.
There you go.
He's the road dog.
Fuck. True local. Let's bring that back.
Just a true road dog. But it's funny. I feel like it was like Rhea. Like, I feel like it was a cunt mag thing or some sort of shitposting thing was making fun of something and was like, it was just all Rosedale, ex-Rosedale dudes.
It was a life party.
Yeah, right. It was the Ion Pack party.
It was, because all of us came with like 12 people.
But 12
boys from Rosedale.
That's the funny thing. Do you feel that there's like a sort of like a Rosedale style guy? Is that like a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like there's like different levels. I feel like we're in this whole new era of like, fuck, like post everything. Post Rosedale. Yeah, I'm just living in this kind of post Rosedale. It's like, dude, you've been out of high school for so long. I'm like, yeah, it's just like pre high school, post high school for me. No, I just think, yeah, I mean, I guess we have a lot of the band. It's all changed though. The band was like looking back and not being in the band all the time gives a lot of perspective, and COVID gave a lot of perspective,
right,
kind of being away from it all.
Right.
I don't think about it that much. I think about it, it's more like in my own mind, I'm like, oh, I gotta go somewhere else. But that was always with the traveling of the mute. Like, that's always the goal for me. It's just like, I do love Toronto, and I have all my family here, and for like such a great network of friends and creative friends. And that's always what we're trying to just do more of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
the times that I want to leave are when we're like, it's like stagnant
COVID
or it's like shit. We're like,
that's the shit where I'm always like, when people are like, why are you still here? And it's like,
you'll pardon. Okay. First off,
let me explain why I'm still
the money
here.
To get to New York is a little expensive. A little expensive.
A little pricey. No, but the thing that like is people don't give enough credit for is the idea that like when you've cultivated I don't want to say collective, but when you've cultivated a group of friends that have all like worked together on shit, you know, in some cases since high school.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, it's so easy because like even when I'm working with you on like your music and stuff and you're discussing the idea of being like, all right, well, we want to make like a music video and get this done and then get this cover art and blah, blah, blah. And there's just a web of people that are just like in your network, though, that's like very easy and are all down to work together because like, it's like, would you want to work with just some guy in New York who has like a sick Instagram?
No, exactly. Like, yes, please send me that Instagram. I'm sick of everyone. No, it's the same. Well, it's the opposite too, where I think I get caught up in like, that's, it is so special. And I do remind myself of that constantly where it's like, oh yeah, and all these friends want to do it. I hope.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this a lot, but it's like friendship first. Like you have to cultivate like a deep friendship if you're going to be working with people where it's like mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
If it's like our filmmaker, like Aiden, I work with Aiden a ton on videos and it's like, he loves it because he's getting reels out of it and he's getting practice work and he's getting like aesthetic stuff. And we're always like, yeah, if it can work for both of us.
Yeah.
But I always think the opposite though, like in my head.
You're like
when
exploiting your friends?
Yeah, no, I was gonna say
like, all right, I'm gonna need this on my desk by Monday. Yeah, like,
Monday now. No, it's like the opposite where I'm like, I get jealous or I get in my head about the working when other people are working with the industry people, or right. when it's like the opposite of my thing. I'm like, oh, that would be right. Damn, that's cool. I never thought of that, or that's like a whole other thing I didn't even think of, because maybe we're just so in our
like in an insular
right. yeah, like we know what we can make, like it's like yeah. oh cool, I'm gonna go flip a car in a video. It's like, how'd they get that? It's like, oh yeah. they got a grant. You're like, oh,
right.
of course,
right,
yeah.
And like we've gotten grants and stuff, but it's like just that constant where it's like,
but I think it's good to think about, like, for example, like when you think about stuff that has in a sense stood the test of time, yeah. you could use Odd Future as an example, yeah, you could use like yeah. Drain Gang as an example, like, you know, all these guys have known each other for so long, and mm-hmm. what makes I think their worlds so special is the fact that it's like, you know, like you'll see like Young Lean and fucking Blade or something. And then yeah. all of a sudden be like, here's a photo of them from 2013.
Yeah, like grade six.
And you're like, oh, these guys.
When you have that rapport, you're like so much less afraid of like making a fool out of yourself in front of them. You yeah. know? So like a film set with all of your friends, you can go so many deeper places with that. You
yeah,
know?
That's so
than if
true.
It's strangers and a producer that you don't know and yeah, fucking exactly. all these industry people.
Yeah, if you keep yeah, it, if you keep it all in one place, then it becomes a friendship lounge.
Oh, so true. Thank you so much. That's my Instagram.
How many times are we gonna be able to do this?
We're gonna be dressing
up. Good.
Josh told me he's gonna be doing a lot of that today.
No, I just thought about it.